Right, welcome all. It is March 18th, 10 a.m. in the morning. This is a regular work session of the Board of Uinta County Commission. We're being held in the large conference room in the commission office. And first on the hit list is Dan Dilsaver about changing county government. Make sure you state your name first, after you turn that on.
Dan Dilsaver. I have a question for the commission today. I would like to understand the logic of why you guys moved away from the second, and the change that I've changed when you do your commission meetings, where there used to be a second was required to move forward. Okay. The change I would like to ask for is to bring it back, because it looks from the outside that you've kind of effectively neutered a third commissioner the way it's set up right now. So that's all I have.
The rules of Robert's Rules of Orders, a small board only has to have a motion. They don't have to have a second. And that's what we're following is Robert's Rules of Orders. The new one.
Yes. Just because you can doesn't mean you should or have to. I think as a speaking for the public and most of the people that I've spoken with, they'd prefer it to be back as it was. So just asking.
It just streamlines us. If you don't have a second, to me it makes no difference with three people. All you have to do is vote no. And that's the bottom line.
Can you move forward with something that you would vote on with just two commissioners present?
Yes.
Okay. That's one of them.
Even with a motion and a second, you still can move forward with just two. That's a quorum.
Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next in line, Road Department, backhoe rental agreement.
Commissioners, I just have a rental agreement for our backhoe, our 430 backhoe. This rental agreement we've had for over 6 years now. It's for $14,000. Just wanted to present it for the commission.
That's our last payment?
No, this is a rental with Wheeler. Yeah. They've gone away from the rentals to more of a lease just because this rental was such a good deal, and I've tried to keep this intact. So
they're going to keep honoring it?
And I've given it to Lauren. He's looked over it as well.
And it's the same?
Is this the same backhoe for the whole time?
So they don't upgrade the backhoe? Okay.
This is Bo Lamb at the county attorney's office. Did you get Lauren's questions this morning? He had a few things that he wanted
to
send to you. He sent me a few of them. He was wondering, he thought that the original lease was 8 months instead of a year. Has it always been the 12-month lease?
Yes.
Okay. And then he was wondering about the wear and tear on this backhoe and if that's been taken into account into the price of the rental.
As far as repairing it? Us repairing it or them repairing
it? Just that it has more hours. Is it the same backhoe as we've used before?
Yeah, and it doesn't get a whole lot of wear and tear on it.
Okay, sounds good. And then my only other question was that I thought of is with the insurance portion, does the road department already do that with the insurance that's in place, or would that be additional that we would need? I assume it'd be the same since we've always had this agreement.
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay, sounds good. Well, that's what Lauren and I were looking at, so if those have been handled, then I think we're fine with that.
Okay. If you would put that on the schedule for the next commission meeting. All right. We need a motion to go into closed session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property when public discussion of the transaction would disclose the appraisal or estimated value of the property under consideration or prevent the public body from completing the transaction on the best possible terms in accordance with Utah Code 52-4-204, sub 1, 205. Or 205, I'm sorry, 1C.
I so move.
Okay. We'll be in closed session in the small conference room.
Do we need to vote?
We don't vote this.
And when completed, well, you will adjourn.
We have to vote.
We're in closed session.
Not yet. We haven't voted.
I didn't call for a vote. I rescind my motion. We're in closed session now.
I think we have to vote to go to closed session. So. We have to vote.
I believe so.
I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Me too. And then we'll adjourn upon completion. I wish you guys would quit changing the rules every damn time.
Sorry.
It used to be no.